Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is K4EI activating the Falkir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Falkir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams, FARA members or not, for general discussions and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communications modes, technical activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and similar information related to amateur radio. This is K4EI. My name is Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot Foxtrot, and I'll be your net control this evening. We've got a few announcements to go through first. So first thing, very timely, we've got our monthly FARA Club meeting tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building in town or via WebEx if you can't make it in person. We've also got a VE test session scheduled for Saturday, October 21st at 9:30 a.m. at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Porter Branch at 2001 Parkway Boulevard, and that's down in Stafford. On Saturday, October 28th, we've got our monthly FARA Club breakfast at 8 a.m. or whenever you can get there. And that, of course, will be at the Bistro and Falkir Hospital. Also on that same Saturday, October 28th, from 8 to 4 p.m., is the Great Pumpkin Ride. And FARA, as per usual, will be supporting that activity. Chuck KO4VNZ will be coordinating that activity, and I believe he's going to give an update and a talk on that at tomorrow night's meeting. Rich K1HTV sent out a message on the reflector this morning. There's going to be a free weekly live amateur radio general class licensing course on Zoom, and that will begin on Thursday, November 2nd, and will run through Thursday, January 11th. These apparently will be three-hour sessions and will start at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the classes that have been they've been holding for years by the National Electronics Museum, and the only prerequisite is that for someone to either hold or be studying for a technician class license. Anyone looking for additional information or would like to sign up for those that class should look to contact Roland Anders at comcast.net. That's Roland.Anders, Alpha, November, Delta, Echo, Romeo, Sierra at comcast.net. And the last announcement I've got is another message sent out by Nick, KY4OP, this afternoon, again on the FARA reflector. Apparently there's going to be a fox hunt this Saturday, October 14th, held by the 4-H Ham Club, and that will run from 10 to 2. And I'm looking at the message that Nick sent now. I don't see a contact for anyone looking for any, well, I take it back. Here we go. Anyone looking for additional information on that should contact Nick at KY4OP, that's Kilo Yankee 4 Oscar Papa at AWRL.net for any additional information you might need. With that, are there any additional announcements that anyone would like to raise? If so, please call K4EI now. All right, hearing none, let's go ahead and take check-ins. We'll check for EchoLink first. Anyone on EchoLink, please call K4EI now.
8G4VA mobile in Georgia.
Okay, I didn't hear any Echolink stations, but we've got 8G4VA mobile in Georgia. Alan, you did a pretty good job. Okay, any other mobile stations, please call K4EI now. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and move to general check-ins. I'm going to ask that please give your call slowly and distinctly. I'm trying to write this stuff down, and I don't write real fast. So give it slowly and distinctly, and follow it up with your name, and just give me plenty of time here. So general check-ins, please call K4EI now.
This is K1HTV, K1 Hotel, Tango Victor, Rich.
K4EI, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo, Bravo Echo, Scott and Roundhill.
W4RKU, Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo Uniform.
This is K04DNZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck in Opal.
K2PI, Harv in Warrington.
KQ4EUI, Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Uniform India, Mike in Amosville.
Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Whiskey Bravo, Tim in Reston. Excuse me, that was KZ4, Tango Whiskey Bravo.
Okay, let's hold it there for a second. Okay, I've got K1HTV. Scott, KQ4, I didn't get your suffix. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure thing. Kilo Quebec 4, suffix is Golf Bravo Echo. Back to net.
Roger, roger. KQ4GVE, got that. W4RKU, Kevin, I've got you in there. KO4VNZ, Chuck. K2PI, Harv. KQ4EUI, Mike. And KZ4TWB, Tim, got you. Any other check-ins, please call K4EI now.
KY4OP, Kilo Yankee 4, Oscar Papa, Nick.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo, run.
This is KE7EX, Matt in Manassas.
Kilo Bravo 3, Papa, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Nick.
Okay, let's see, we've got KY4OP, Nick, I've got you in there. K3FR, Ron. KE7EX, Matt. And KB3PFF. Steve, have I got your call right?
Last call, 2-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
3ATR Mobile.
Mobile station, can you please come back? The mobile station that just signed only got the mobile part. I didn't get the call itself. Can you please call again?
This is K3ATR Mobile.
Very good. K3ATR Mobile. All right, we've got you in there. Okay, sorry for that little delay there, guys. I'm trying to get things sorted out here. All right, anyway, for a topic this evening, beyond the normal reporting of what you've been up to, I thought we might talk about antennas. It's usually one of our favorite subjects, and they're a fascination for most of us. They come in all shapes and sizes and designs and have their own unique strengths and weaknesses. So with all that in mind, the question is, what antenna would you most like to own but don't? It might be an antenna that you once owned but no longer do, or maybe it was something that you read about in a book or a magazine or online, or maybe it was something that a ham friend has, or maybe it's a design that simply intrigues you. Whatever the reason, consider telling us what antenna you would most like to see connected to your radio. In addition to, of course, whatever you've got going on. So with that, let's send it to AG4VA Mobile and down in Georgia first. Over to you from K4EI.
K4EI, AG4VA. Good evening, everybody on the net. I left home about 8 a.m. this morning and still got about half an hour to go to the camp out site for the Georgia Summits on the Air event down here in northern Georgia. I brought the All-Star Node along to test. I'm talking on my 2-meter handheld in the car. The All-Star Node's run by Raspberry Pi, and that's tapped into the mobile hotspot. Hope the data connection here is good enough. It's been kind of spotty down here, so I pulled over for a minute to check into the net. And can't stay long because I got to get back on the road, but it sounds like it's a successful test. Hope everybody has a great net and safe. 73, AT4VA Mobile in Georgia.
Well, very good, Alan. It's certainly good to hear you. You're certainly making it up here with no trouble at all. And, have a great trip and continued safe travels. With that, let's send it to Rich, K1HTV. Rich, over to you from K4EI.
Jeff, K4EI. This is K1HTV in Amosville. As far as antennas, I've got all the HF antennas I think I need. Five-element Yagis on 20, 15, 10, and dual band around 12 and 17, actually with a 30-meter dipole, and a pair of 6-meter Yagis. I guess if I had my druthers and really wanted to do it, but it would be like an 11-element 6-meter beam on a 50-foot boom. A couple of stations have that in the area, KW3LPL, and it's a very effective antenna, but it's a monster, as you can imagine, a 50-foot boom for 6 meters. Anyway, what's been going on? Conditions have been great on the higher frequencies, as was to be expected. On 6 meters this morning, very unusual, Japan working into Florida, Japan working into the Caribbean, and to Central America. Long path in the morning, around 9 to 10 in the morning. Don't expect that to happen normally until sunspot cycle gets even ramped up even more, but there were some contacts made. One of the stations in El Salvador even copied a station in Malaysia by the long path, so that was very unusual. Been able to work in the past hour or so on 10 meters, loads of JAs coming through on FT8 and FT4, or K0/KC0W on the Mariana Islands, YC9 in Indonesia. T2C is on now. T2 Tango Tango is QRT from out there in the Pacific, Tuvalu, yeah. And in place of the T22T, Tango 22 Tango, there's now Tango 2 Charlie, T2C, just started the de-expedition from Tuvalu and worked them on 12, so they're quite active. Quite active is W8S, Whiskey 8 Sugar on Swains Island, and they've been they're active on 15 FTA this evening, worked them there. And this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, I happened to get up around 3 or 4 in the morning and just said, let me see what's on 40. Sure enough, there they were, and it worked quite easily. If you care to lose some sleep, they're on at some strange hours. But a number of new de-expeditions are popping up the past couple of days. In addition to T2C, we have Victory 73 in Marshall Islands, TO8FH in Mayotte off of the African coast, Echo 6 Alpha Mike in Niue Island on the Pacific. Expect to hear V63 coming through, V63AH, and V6SZ will be on the air shortly. So because it's the season, there were DX contests starting, and a lot of them go out to the rear islands for DX contests. So if you haven't been on 10 meters or 12 meters or 15, now's the time to get on and work plenty of DX on sideband, CW, and FT8. Loads of folks on there now. Back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net, Jeff. This is K1HTV.
Well, thanks for that, Rich. And, I figured if anyone had all the antennas that they wanted, it would be you. So that 6-meter with the big boom, that certainly sounds like that would be a beast. And thanks for keeping us apprised of all the DX work that's going on out there now. So, yeah, a lot of good things going on in the bands, and as you say, especially if you're willing to lose a little sleep here or there. Let's see, KQ4GBE, Scott, over to you from K4EI. KQ4GBE, Scott, are you there?
KQ4GBE, as far as antennas, what I'm working with now is I have a Comet tri-band for UHF and VHF. It's a GP95. It is mounted up my attic. It's probably about at least 30 feet off the ground. And that runs through a Comet triplexer to split the bands out. And then from there it goes into three inputs on my ICOM 9700. For HF, I'm using an alpha antenna HOA buster, which is kind of a matching transformer. And it's connected to a 4-foot ground rod, and then a
wire comes off of that and connects actually to the gutters, which circle the back side of my house. And that works really well for HF, surprisingly. But what I would like is to put probably a Yagi up in the attic as well, and maybe install a coax switch box so I can go back and forth between the gutter antenna system and the Yagi. That's what I'm working on. KQ4, GD, back to that.
Well, very good, Scott. Well, you're HOA buster. I've never heard that term before, but I like it. It sounds apropos. So that's very creative, using the gutter that way. So yeah, very cool. Let's see, Kevin, W4RKU, over to you from K4EI.
K4EI, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Jeff. Thank you for doing the net tonight. As for your question, frankly, what I would just like to try would be at just keeping in my minimalist tendencies, within reality, is I'd like to get a hex beam one day. I doubt I'll be able to do it, but that's what I'd like to try, and give me the little bit of extra performance that supposedly would come with that versus just my long wire. So, and yes, I've been working my share of DX, and I guess the last 3 days, and I don't know, quite a few hours, I finally got W8S CW, which is what I was really wanted. Got him on 17 meters like at midnight, and then worked him a couple times on FT8. I've worked Samoa CW as well, so just adding to that list of DXCC on CW. So, and that's all I have to comment for tonight. Look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night at the club meeting. And I'll turn it back over to you, K4EI, W4RKU, back to net.
Well, thanks for that, Kevin. And yeah, I certainly agree on the hex beam. It's one of those interesting designs that by all accounts performs very, very well, and it's one of those things that one of those designs that I'd like to explore with a little bit as well at some point. So we'll see. I've only got wire antennas for HF right now, so the X team would be an interesting alternative. Anyway, we'll see when and if that happens. KO4VNZ, Chuck, what have you been up to?
K4EI, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the net. I haven't been doing much on air, but I'm just really glad to be back on the Wednesday nets. My 12-week Zoom class for my extra license ended last Wednesday, and I really have missed the Wednesday nets. I know. Let me remind everybody out there that early voting is available now in the state of Virginia. So I encourage everyone to vote. And if you're in Fauquier County, you vote at the county registrar's office. It's over on Waterloo Road. And if you coming into town is too far away, the satellite offices for early voting will open up, I think, about the 23rd, Monday the 23rd, and runs Monday through Saturday up until November 4th, that you can vote early. And then lastly, let me say something to everyone out there about the Great Pumpkin Ride. I mentioned this on the Sunday net. Mainly, this is aimed at newer hams that haven't had a lot of time on the air, and all. The Great Pumpkin Ride is a big bicycle ride around Fauquier County, and Fauquier Amateur Radio Association provides communications for that event. Basically, it's just if you have an HT, we need people to volunteer. And you'll be assigned one of four remote locations or at the start and finish line just to provide communications. You don't need a lot of experience. It's a great chance to work with other people because we'd like to have at least two or maybe three or four people at every rest area. And there'll be a bigger presentation on all of this at the club meeting tomorrow night. Gosh, I think that's all I said and say. So I'll just, Jeff, I'll pass it back to you. This is KO4DNZ.net.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And, yeah, the Great Pumpkin Ride's a fantastic activity. It's a lot of fun. As you say, it's one of those events that's very easy for a younger or inexperienced ham to participate in and get a little experience there. At the same time, it's just a really cool event with all the bicycles and the colorful garb and all of that. So very, very cool. And Chuck, we're glad that your Zoom class is over and that you'll be back on the Wednesday net. So glad to hear you again. A2PI, Harv, what have you been up to, my friend?
Yeah, K4EI on the net from K2PI. Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, everyone on the net. Good to hear everybody. I don't know. I've been doing a couple of things. I put a new tripod up for the Meshtastic node. I gained a few feet in height, maybe 5 to 10 feet, and I got a lot more stability over the mount I was previously using. So pretty happy with that, but I'm still not making the trip between Rich and I. I'm hoping that gets fixed tomorrow. Andy is going to be putting a beam over there and maybe be able to finally link Rich into the mesh. Seems like there's about 25 nodes now on the mesh, which is really good. Hearing a lot of stations, and including one, a friend of mine, Chuck, who also named Chuck, who actually lives out in Centerville and is making it into our mesh. So that extended our mesh all the way out to Centerville, which is pretty amazing, considering only 100 milliwatt nodes. He's got a really good look at, a really good sight line to us, but I was just stunned he was able to do it from his townhouse in Centerville. I also built a Node-RED Pi node this week, and I started experimenting with it. There's a contesting dashboard flow that I'm working on. Kind of neat. It'll put all your contacts up. It'll give you all sorts of data about what you've done. It talks to N1MM, and it will pull all the data from N1MM, put it into a nice presentation, and you can watch and see in much more detail what you're doing. So I think that would be a really neat thing to play with maybe for VAQP this year. I'm also looking forward to tomorrow's presentations, especially since I have the same whisper transmitter, and I use it here at the house at 40 milliwatts into about a 25-foot piece of wire, and I'm heard all the way around the world in Australia and all over the place. It's just amazing what whisper can do. I've always enjoyed it. And as Rich said, lots of de-expeditions on. I've worked all the de-expeditions, like T2C and Tuvalu and 6Victor stroke VY2MA in Jamaica, 5W0LM, W8S a couple of times, looking to try to get them on a few more bands. So I've been having a lot of fun with that as well. Back to the net, K4EI, K2PI.
Well, very good, Harv. You've been busy, so glad to hear that you're enjoying yourself in so many different ways there. I couldn't agree more on the Whisper. I've got one of those small Whisper beacons, and they're really fascinating. As you said, Harv, for being what, you know, the very small signal level that they put out, how far around the globe they can go, and I find that they're really interesting and useful for testing antennas. So yeah, really, really cool on that. And yeah, the Meshtastic thing has just blown up. I mean, it's just amazing. And you know, speaking as someone who has yet to receive theirs from the slow boat from China, I'll say thank you to you and all the other folks who continue to contribute on the reflector of your experiences with it. So I know a lot of us are really enjoying that. With that, KQ4EUI. Mike, what have you been up to?
K4EI in the net. This is KQ4EUI coming to you from the heart of the throbbing metropolis of Amosville. I haven't been up to that much, just trying to do work, but with respect to antennas, I would love to get something on 33 centimeters. and some altitude so I can contact other mesh testing nodes that aren't in my house. And I think that would be really exciting. So that's kind of my little project for the next little while. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the net. KQ4EUI, back to the net.
Well, thanks, Mike. Amosville is a cool little town. You've got a couple of ham neighbors over there. So hopefully you can get that altitude and get that mesh-tastic node up to where it's talking to some of the others. And I think it sounds like that's an effort that will continue to just expand over the next however many months as more and more people come on board with it. So best of luck with it. KZ4TWB, Tim, over to you from K4EI.
K4EI is KZ4TWB. So far, the antennas I have is a diamond vertical 2-meter, 77-centimeter antenna, an ARRL NFED 80-meter, 10-meter antenna, and a 6-meter NFED antenna that's not in a good place. So that one doesn't work as well. What I would like is an antenna like a stepper IR on a tower. Unfortunately, I don't even know if I'll be able to get that since I'm in a HOA, so we'll see how something cheaper goes. I would like either that or a horizontal Yagi on a tower, but again, in a HOA, so we can see how well things go. But in the short term, I'd like a 6-meter vertical so I can get on 6-meter SSB voice. Hopefully that's, you need a vertical more for that than a horizontal, because there's a ham radio club that does a 6-meter on Wednesday, and so I would like to try and listen to that. I can hear it, but since I have a horizontal 6-meter antenna, I assume that's the reason why they barely come in, so I'm not even going to try. What I have been doing is every now and then, I don't have a lot of time sometimes, but I still like to get on FT8, and so far on 10 meters, I've been able to hit, I think as far away as Australia on maybe 50 watts. I'm totally forget how much power I was using that day, but as the weather changes for propagation, I don't need as much power to hit those further sites as I do on some other times. So that's pretty much all I have. So this is KZ4TWB, back to net.
Well, very good, Tim. Best of luck with the HOA there. You don't normally think of towers and HOA in the same breath, but I've heard of some locales that where that's happened. So fingers crossed for you that you're able to somehow get that going. So a tower is something that I would very much love to have. They kind of change the whole dimension of what you're able to do, I think. So anyway, best of luck with that. Let's see, KY4OP, Nick, over to you from K4EI.
K4EI, KY4OP. Thank you very much for making the announcement at the start of the net about the fox hunt. The 4-H Club will be doing a fox hunt. It's open to all amateur radio operators as well as the public. I did send out details on that on the reflector on the group.io, rather. The basic of it, it'll be running from 10 to 2. The fox frequency will be 146.595. And you should be able to hear it from Old Town Warrenton. It'll be at one of the farms on the Fauquier County Farm Tour. They've actually got a nice interactive map of what farms are participating in that this year. As far as the antenna questions, I've got a few wire antennas out in the trees. We've got a heavily treed lot here, which is good for wire antennas without needing additional supports. Pretty bad for UHF and above, so that causes a little bit of issues for some of the things that I would like to be able to do a little bit more of. Long term, I'd love to have a tower and be able to do some kind of beam on that. We did for the 4-H Club get a hex beam, which if you were out at field day, you saw that out there. That's been a really great antenna for the kids and for putting that up on the club. When the club has events. So we'll actually have that out this Saturday when we're doing the fox hunt. We'll also be doing solar eclipse QSO party and some various activities for guests that stop by. The other activity that the club did on Tuesday, we finally got weather conditions favorable enough to do the balloon release for the Pico balloon. Unfortunately, we kind of were racing against sunset. We got it up, and it just didn't have enough sun to do its initial beacons, and it doesn't appear to have made it through the night. So it was a great learning experience, a lot of fun, but as of right now, it's probably probably dead at this point. But great activity. On that note, if anybody sees any, anybody has maybe some non-connected whisper or APRS nodes that they're not sharing that information out, and you did happen to see a beacon from N4HKZ yesterday evening or any time between yesterday afternoon, evening, and today, let me know. Nothing's been reported on the SON node or SON hub or WhisperNet, but we're hoping. Anyway, back to that. This is KY4OP.
Well, very good, Nick, and good luck finding that balloon. And, yeah, it sounds like an interesting experiment there. And the Fox Hunt sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. And thanks for all you do with the young people. So that's it's always terrific when you see that. Let's see, K3FR, Ron, what have you been up to?
Hey, Jeff, and then that K3FR here. Well, I've been, let me say it sounds down to it, because I've been doing wiring underneath my desk, and been heating that up, and that's also, that was participated by me discovering that my radios really weren't broken, very happy with that. I can explain it all tomorrow at the club meeting. If anybody wants to chat with me, I'll have samples of what the damage was, etc. But I'm back on the air with the radios. All three of the radios now working. See what else have I been doing. I've been out with the camera a lot. I was out this afternoon on the Skyline Drive just checking the color change average. And I stopped off at the Pinnacles picnic area to drop off some garbage and also use the restroom there. And I came out and I started hearing somebody calling CQ. So I started walking around and I ran into KU8V, who was running a POTA operation there up on the Skyline Drive. We chatted for a little bit. I gave him the particulars about the club and invited him down. He's from up in Arlington there. As far as antennas, well, everybody knows I've been the ultimate no antenna zone. Condo inside a in an HOA, and I've got some possible ideas for maybe working something with the mesh nodes. Now that you've got somebody up in Centerville, maybe he's high, but I can reach him, and that way we can get into the net there. But as far as what I would like to do, yeah, it'd be nice to have a tower, but I think it would have been fun, an awful lot of fun, to be able to use the shortwave antenna that my dad was able to use from where he worked. He was a broadcast engineer at WBOU, which was a shortwave feeder station for Voice of America, AFRS, and a couple of other government operations putting in for, stuff out. But they would shut down normally around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then he'd have quite a bit of time. They'd have some time afterwards. And they did bring in a couple of KWM-2 once and hooked it up. And let me tell you, that 16-element curtain aimed on Europe and built off of 300-foot towers, that would make its own opening. Jeff, thanks for doing the net tonight. K4EI, K3FR.
Well, thanks there, Ron, K3FR from K4EI. And,
Yeah, it sounds like your dad had a really interesting gig there with the Voice of America. And I regret that they've, like so much of what we grew up with, they kind of evolved away, as it were. But they were quite something back in the day, and as you say, they make their own opening, so very interesting stuff. I've been hurt with my camera a little bit of late as well. I hope everyone has seen the new mural on Culpeper Street in Warrenton. The young lady artist who painted that just has done a marvelous job, I think. So anyway, it's a nice little touch for town for those who like pictures and art and that sort of thing. And yeah, real good. Let's see, KE7EX, Matt, over to you from K4EI.
Good evening, Jeff and Annette. This is Matt, KE7EX, here in Manassas. I just got back from the Association of the U.S. Army Convention downtown. Got to see a lot of neat new radio gear, some antennas, things like that, some mesh networking stuff that the Army's using. And as far as antennas go, my favorite antenna for HF would be the Delta Loop. I really enjoy building those and testing them out. There's something amazing about a closed loop that works and is tuned well. For my usual antennas I use on HF, I use end-fed long wires and keep the power pretty low. And if I, the best antenna I've ever had on HF would have to be the log periodic at Diego Garcia, the club station. I got to work there. That was log periodic designed by my buddy Larry. From there, I could use 1 watt and I could talk all over the world, and it was really incredible. I think he put down like 400 radials right there on the saltwater beach. And if I could choose any antenna in the world, I would choose an elephant cage antenna. I saw one of those at the Cold War Museum. They used to have one at a listening post in West Virginia at Sugar Grove. And that, I bet, would be pretty cool to operate, an elephant cage antenna for receive directional capabilities. Thanks again, Jeff. K4EI, this is KE7EX. Back to Nat.
Well, thanks, Matt. KE7EX from K4EI. And, I've never heard of an elephant cage. That sounds really interesting. I've been to Sugar Grove many times. In fact, I was there this past weekend. Of course, that's changed I think it was the Navy who was there originally, but they vacated the premises some years back. But anyway, fascinating facility there for sure. The log periodic with such a low power, that would be very, very cool. Salt water certainly helps. Let's see, KB3PFF, Steve, over to you from K4EI.
Good evening, everyone. Other than that, I don't really have anything too much going on here, but currently I'm transmitting off a 4-foot truck mount diamond antenna off a 5-watt HT. But basically just kind of hanging out here and doing a little radio thing. Up here in Rockville, everything else. I hope everybody has a good evening.
Well, thanks, Steve. Well, you're noisy coming into the repeater, but very copyable. So your 5 watts from Rockville is doing a fine job, I would say. So anyway, you have a great rest of your evening, and glad you're enjoying the radio. K3ATR, Mark, over to you from K4EI. K3ATR, Mark, are you there? Okay, nothing heard from Mark. Before I call for any additional check-ins or rechecks, I'll just make my comments for this evening. As I mentioned earlier, I've just got long wire antennas for HF. For a long time, I lusted after a full wave horizontal 160 meter loop. When I finally built and raised that antenna a few years back, it proved to be every bit as terrific as I had hoped, and I just love that. It's almost what I use 99% of the time when I'm on HF. And with that wire antenna in hand, what I'd like now is a beverage receive-only antenna. That's probably next on the list at some point. And as I mentioned earlier, the thing I'd really like to have, and it's not really an antenna per se, but it certainly speaks to antennas, is a tower. And that's hopefully somewhere in the cards at some point. We will see. All right, with that, let's check to see if there are anyone else who would like to check into the net or if there are any rechecks. If so, please call K4EI now.
AA1RB.
This is K1 Radio Alpha.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey, no comment.
November Bravo 3, Alpha.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Okay, I've got K1RA, Andy. I've got K04RBW. I think I've got that call right. If I don't, please come back. No comment. I've got NB3A. And I've got WB7RAV, no comment. Any other check-ins or rechecks, please call now.
AA1RB.
Okay, AA1RB, I've got you. All right, let's go to Andy, K1RA. Andy, what have you been up to?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. I guess I'll start with the antenna question. If I had any antenna I could have, it would be actually antenna that I've touched and I've been up close to. A 30-foot diameter wire mesh dish that sits atop Mount Weather. It's sat in the weeds for at least 25 years since I've known it, and probably 25 years before that from the fellow who owned the property. The KGP Grid Pirates Group had great expectations of getting that thing flipped upside down and pointed into the air on a mount to do some Earth, Moon, Earth, EME, work on some of the UHF and microwave bands, specifically 1296. There's been other people using dishes that large that have worked 1.2 gigahertz off the moon using sideband with S9 signals. So we'll dream on. Let's see, what's been going on this week? Preparing for the meeting, so I guess most of the folks who are going to be talking are here, but just a reminder, for those who can't attend our FARA meeting tomorrow night, please check out our website, w4va.org, for a WebEx link. All are welcome to check in. We've got the Great Pumpkin discussion, Great Pumpkin Ride discussion. We've got the VARAC, V-A-R-A-C mode, being presented, as well as Whisper. So should have a lot to listen to tomorrow night. In the mesh world, some of you have seen my posts to the group's I.O. I've been plotting some of the larger fixed locations, those folks who've got antennas outside, up on a pole, up on a tower, up on a roof, and doing some terrain analysis and seeing who can see who, or potentially who could see who. So it's been fun doing that. I've been taking some data off other nodes for those who can provide me some CSV files. There's a lot of telemetry data and location data that I'm able to plot as well to actually see real world as well as theoretical that I've been doing on the maps, some real world coverage from signals received on the 900 megahertz band. Regarding 33 centimeter antennas, I heard a request for an antenna, the 900 megahertz 33 centimeter band. I'll probably be acquiring 8 or 10 14 dBi Loop Yagis in the coming week. They're made by Directive Systems and Engineering out of Haymarket. They're 3 foot long end fed mount antennas. You can go to the website directivesystems.com and see what they look like and all. Assembled, they go for $160, and I'll be making them available to the club at much less that price. They've been in service for about a year doing some other experimental work, and the experiment is over. So keep an eye out for that. And then been playing with CW Skimmer on HF. I've been doing a lot of reporting to PSK Reporter with my Spark SDR setup and multiple HF receivers, and mainly FT4 and FT8 in Whisper. I've now added the CW and the FST4W mode, which is even a greater mode if you're going milliwatt, under 20 milliwatts. There's a bunch of guys now using that instead of Whisper for even more more coverage for their peanut whistles. And I just use an NFED wire here on HF, and I'm very happy with it. I've been using it for about 6 months, and as of tonight, number one in the USA, reporting on PSK Reporter for a number of countries. So sure, more of it has to do with the good conditions. Seeing about a dozen stations out of China right now on 10 meters, probably four dozen out of Japan, half a dozen out of Indonesia, all within the last 15 minutes. So conditions are good. Good time to be a ham and on HF. That's it, Jeff. Back to net. K1RA.
Thanks, Andy. K1RA from K4EI. And, yeah, I absolutely agree. It's a great time to be a ham. You know, it's funny, the ebb and flow of the sunspot cycle, and you go through a few years of in the trough, and it's just so nice when you can get on the other end of that. So, yeah, it's a great time to be enjoying radio. It sounds like you're busy with a lot of things, and congrats on that PSK reporter stat, Andy. KO4RBW, David, I think you were no comment, but thanks for checking in. NB3A, Justin, it's great to hear you. Over to you from K4EI.
Hey, Jeff and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. I missed the first bit because I kind of forgot that it was tonight, but I gather the question for that was something about what our dream antennas were or something, so I reckon mine would probably be one of these big commercial or institutional HF log periodic, Yagis that you see on a couple of buildings down in like the Arlington area. Those would probably be those would be the dream. That and a big tower, you know, like max height. Something to put it on, right? I haven't really been up to that much else. Still kind of playing around with the metastatic stuff. Haven't had a chance. I keep meaning to run the 900 meg collinear that I have up on one of the two pneumatic masts that I have here, and kind of keep getting sidetracked with other stuff. So sometime this week, and then that would also be a good way to, you know, I don't know, maybe play around on 900 meg FM also. After one of these other nets, I've got a handful of Kenwood radios that that'll do that. Anyway, yeah, not a lot else going on, so turn it back over to the net from NB3A.
Well, thanks, Justin. And, yeah, log periodic sounds like that would be a great solution for a lot of things. So another interesting design there. Let's see, WB7RAV, Randy, you were no comment, I believe. So thanks for checking in. And the tail gunner this evening is AA1RB. Reed, what have you been up to?
Good evening, Nat. This is AA1RB. Well, first of all, I guess I should report on what I've been trying to do with the mesh. I put a T-beam in the upstairs window of my house, and so far I haven't had much contact with it. There is one node that I can see that I can't tell what it is. It just comes up as unknown, and it's about 7/10 of a mile to the west of me, so practically still in the neighborhood. I haven't pinpointed the exact address yet, but I was wondering if it was one of y'all. I did take a ride downtown to the Fauquier Library to return some books, and I had the node sitting on my dashboard, and I could see a few nodes. I think I saw K1RA and K2PI, and maybe one or two others. And I sent a message, but I didn't hang around long enough to get acknowledgement. So that's what I've been doing on the mesh. And my aspirational antenna was a Buddy Hex, which arrived last week, and I did go out to the cabin in Fort Valley and set it up, and used it a little bit. I didn't quite get it up as high as I would have liked, but I believe it's more than just a one-man job to set it up. I was struggling running around trying to tighten up the guy lines and keep the thing from bending over. But I did make quite a few contacts on 20 and 15 with that. Mostly parts on the air, but a few DX. Also, I threw the infed half wave up into a tree and tried some FT8 with that. And I looked at the results on.
Welcome to the W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. Grid Square FM 18 Bravo Radio.
One more call for Reed. AA1RB from K4EI. Reed, are you there?